Podcast with your hosts Lindsay
and Ruthie, and we have special guest Laura with us today.
Hello.
Laura is in South on Stage with us, the mixed group at our school, and she's been in since her freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
She's a junior now.
Today we're going to be looking at upcoming competitions and who's going and maybe making some predictions.
So
the first one that show choirs got posted is Ankeny Centennial Mid-Iowa Show Choir Championships.
Ooh.
And this is going to be a pretty, like, killer competition. I wish I could go, but we've got a cleaning day all day that day.
Mm-hmm.
So the mixed groups that are competing are Tiger Rhythm from Broken Arrow. They're pretty good. I saw some videos that I think it was Adam Peters posted. And
Adam Peters.
Their sound is incredible. Visual Adrenaline from Ankeny High School.
Mm-hmm.
Exhilaration from Xavier High School.
Mm-hmm.
10th Street Edition from Lynn Marr High School.
Mm-hmm.
Their show last year killed me.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So good. Infinity from Millard North.
Mm-hmm.
And then Riverside Company from Hastings. Those are the mixed groups that are going. So we're going to read through some predictions.
Okay.
Now, Katie Piper, 7 hours ago, said that she predicted that the grand championships were going to be Lynn Marr 10th Street.
Okay.
First runner-up, Riverside Company. Second runner-up, Broken Arrow.
Okay.
Third runner-up, Millard North. And fourth runner-up, Ankeny.
Ooh.
I have to kind of agree. Thoughts?
Okay. I don't know. Broken Arrow is really good.
Yeah,
Broken Arrow is really good. But
I mean,
the other groups are really good, too.
Yeah,
so.
I think this one's going to be a close one. And I think 10th Street Edition in the past has usually been, like, solid third, fourth, second, some grand championships. And last year, they were incredible. But I don't know if they're going to keep that up.
Yeah, keep their streak going.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's going to be some pretty fierce competition there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Let's take a look at some other listings.
Okay.
Papio South is having a competition. It looks like Hastings is coming. So is Lincoln Volume from Council Bluffs, Lincoln. Grand Island Northwest group is going. Omaha South will be there.
Okay.
Ovation from Org Gorman. Executive Suite from Sioux Falls, who had their premiere this last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Excel from Elkhorn, and the headliners from Sioux City East.
Oh.
Thoughts?
aren't the headliners really good?
I don't know. Sioux City East knows how to kick some butt. So.
Oh, but so does Sioux Falls Roosevelt. They were incredible
yes.
last year. I think those are the two groups that are going to be really in place for the top spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And from looking at these predictions, it looks like that's what everyone else thinks.
Who's the majority going for first, though?
Sioux Falls Roosevelt.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're pretty phenomenal.
Their show last year was incredible.
It was, yeah, what, 3-4 costume changes?
Mm-hmm.
It was fantabulous.
But it looks like everyone's got the same six for finals, which is Sioux Falls Roosevelt,
mm-hmm.
Sioux City East, Elkhorn, O'Gorman, Omaha South, and Grand Island Northwest.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because those are all ones that I've heard of winning
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so UNL Midwest Cup, which is going to take place on January the 12th. Free Spirit from Papio.
Oh, I love Free Spirit.
Resonance from Lincoln Southwest.
Ooh.
They're really good. Express from Lincoln East. They're the people who last year did the Ninja Turtles show.
Oh, yeah.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
Sioux Falls, Washington. Sioux Falls, Washington will compete against them this year. Studio from Urbandale, so good.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're good.
Spectrum from Pius X, which is also really good.
Yes.
And Gold from Norris.
Mm.
Wahoo Royalty is going to be in Tier 2, but they have a shot at finals because for such a small school, they are so good.
They are really good for a small school.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. Impressively good.
Okay, so we've got some predictions to go through.
Alrighty.
On showchoir.com. Urbandale as grand champions with best vocals, best band, and best choreo.
Oh, wow.
First runner-up, I actually have to agree with that because they are so good at showchoir.
Yeah.
Weren't they the people last year who had the wedding dress that covered half the stage? Yep. This is the picture of...
Wowza.
What the?
And, like, all the girls are bridesmaids, and then there's the girl in that huge wedding dress.
That's crazy.
No way.
It was stunning. And their show was also phenomenally done. Okay, yeah. So we've got Urbandale as Grand Champs with all three caption awards sweeping.
Yeah.
First runner-up is Sioux Falls, Washington, which we are going to compete against at Sioux Falls Roosevelt.
Yes.
Okay.
Second runner-up, Norris. Then Lincoln Southwest. Then Lincoln East, then Papio.
Hmm.
Usually, I was under the impression that Millard West went every year.
Oh.
I wonder if that's me just being crazy, or if... Yeah, no, Wig usually goes. Last year, Uptown Girls were fourth in finals.
What? Where was Wig in that?
Wig was second.
Okay, well, yeah.
And then Broken Arrows girls group was also there and also made finals.
Wow. Go girls groups. Dang.
Yeah, really.
That's impressive.
Oh, I guess they only went in 2018. T.
I wonder why they're not going again.
That's curious because I don't know. I feel like they could do really well there. Yeah. But this 2019 UNL Midwest Cup is stacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's really like...
Let's go. We gotta
anyone's
go.
Game. Yeah.
Let's go.
What did you say? The 12th?
The 12th.
Send it on my calendar.
That sounds really fun. But it looks like everyone who's done a prediction is predicting Urbandale and them to sweep or get two out of the three.
Yeah.
Once. Let's talk about Millard West.
Let's do it.
Okay. So on showquarter.com, it doesn't have times yet, but there is a list of groups.
Yes.
Whoof. Now, our show choir, SOS, is going there.
Yeah.
But we're not expecting too much in the way of trophies. No. We're hoping, but we're not expecting. Oh. So we've got Infinity from Millard North. ATSC from West Side, holy cow, are those kids good?
Yeah.
Friendaku from Mitchell High School.
Okay.
Who's always really good. They had a really, really fun theme last year. They had, like, it was, like, jungle, and their second outfits, the girls were in, like, these big, poofy, like, almost, like, Las Vegas showgirl feather things that were super fun. Titanium from Papio South, who had an almost undefeated season last year.
That's crazy.
They got second at their first competition, and then the rest were first places. I still have yet to see a video, and I'm really sad. And then South on Stage from Miller South High School.
Woohoo!
Resonance from Lincoln Southwest.
Okay.
Grand Island Ultimate Image, which they were pretty good last year.
Yeah.
Take Two from Bellevue East. Blackout from Elkhorn South. And Gold from Norris. Okay. There is one prediction.
Alrighty.
On showquire.com. It has first place going either to Friendaku or ATSC. Okay. And second runner-up going to whoever doesn't get that.
Okay.
First runner-up, I mean. Second runner-up is Millard North. Third runner-up as Gish or Papio South. Wow. And fourth runner-up is Gish or Papio South. And then fifth runner-up as Norris.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
All of these schools are incredibly good.
Yeah, that's a big list.
For girls groups, there's Millard North, Elkhorn South, West Side, Millard South, and Papio South.
Those are all really good groups.
Yeah. All of these schools put a lot of effort into their girls groups, which I applaud, because sometimes girls groups get kind of shoved to the side at schools. Mm-hmm. And so the girls division is going to be about as heated as the co-ed.
Yeah, and to have, 5-6 girls groups competing, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the competitions that only have two. That gets kind of boring, you know?
I remember there was one we went to a couple years ago where our girls group was the only one competing.
Oh my gosh.
So they all made jokes about how hard they worked for first place. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And then there are quite a few pretty good prep groups.
Yes.
But with the way that the varsity group is stacked, I don't think any prep groups are going to make it into finals.
No.
Seeing as there are 10 varsity groups, ooh, all with pretty gosh darn good programs.
Yeah.
Not to toot our own horns or anything. Yeah, so Millard West is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
That's definitely one to watch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful Christmas. And we can't wait to see y'all again, where we can talk about results in the 2019 season.
Yeah.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Perfect.